Howdy, howdy, howdy. I'm Woody, and welcome to Ideas Above a State, Above That Bloody Hell. Welcome to... I can't even get the name right. Forget it, we'll carry on. Welcome to Ideas Above a Station. I'm Paddy Garrigan, with me, Matthew Bell.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
And a recent regular collaborator,
howdy.
Alex Holden. I love that bit. Who says that in the first Toy Story film? What? Someone does that. They're doing a
puppet. It's the dog, isn't it? The dog.
Howdy, howdy,
howdy, howdy, howdy, howdy. I'm Woody. Anyway,
yes.
Me and a friend always do that between us. Yeah. Anyway, welcome to Ideas Above Our Station, your regular irregular podcast. Oh, that's a much better tagline.
What?
Your regular irregular podcast.
Hey,
anyway,
I like that.
I'm gonna stick to
that's
that
like
one.
How we came up with. Didn't we come up with the title of this in our pilot episode?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. Which
it one? Also happens with the name of the actually. It's quite nice for me because it's the name of my favorite ever album.
There you go.
Yeah, which
anyway,
is nice.
Matt is shaking like there's no tomorrow at the list of themes. Alex,
I like sound effects. I'm a sucker for sound effects.
Yeah, but it sounds crap in my headphones. Alex, if you would like to take a theme from The Hand of Delight.
Fingers crossed it's not me again.
Feet the pony.
That's what Matt calls it when he's home alone.
No, that'd be my left hand.
you too.
No, they're not there.
All right.
Sorry.
Alex, so is it one of
I'm
yours?
I'm going to try and stop
doing
any bad jokes.
I think this one was yours, and I think this might have been your last one.
Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Is
let's
it?
Have a look. What
the
is it?
The sun.
The sun it is.
The
that's
sun.
Chose, yeah.
That's your topic?
Yes.
I like this, though, because we could go two ways. The
There's
sun,
loads of ways, yeah.
Or the sun.
Yeah. Or we could go the sun, as in Jesus.
Exactly. Alex, look, if I screw it up now and eat it. there's no proof to see which way it was spelt.
Ah, there,
so
you
there you go.
Yeah.
Just take it as you want.
Yeah. And it's radio, and people can't see on the radio.
Absolutely.
I learned that at radio school. It's true.
It's radio.
Vital
first,
lesson.
The first year, you learn that radio is sound and nothing else.
So they do. You sit there in a lecture hall for about 6 months. People just talk about like microphones, talking to microphones. It's fine. And then about 6 months in, they just go, oh, yeah, and don't forget, no one can see you.
Yeah. Can I tell you, this is going off topic already, but can I tell you about
the best/worst
lecture I ever had at uni? So I did drama and English at uni, first year. In the second semester, the first semester you did Project A, which is all about performance. Project B, you did a research project. So it was about like trying to be an academic, and you had to do a research project like you would do if you were going to do a postgrad. Bit pointless, because obviously not that many people doing an undergrad are going to end up doing a postgrad. But anyway, so there was a whole lecture about presenting a project, a research presentation. And we were in the studio theatre, so we were all sat on these chairs that went up, and then there was like the performance space where the lecturer was. And she stood in the middle and was talking and telling us, you know, what's good and what's bad. And then she walked to the very back of the auditorium and went, what would be wrong if I did the presentation from here? There was a bit of a silence, and someone put their hand up and went, you're at the back? She went, yes, I'm at the back. That is too far for if you were going to present a presentation. Then she walked to the side where the blinds are and went off stage and then went, what if I did a presentation from here? And everyone kind of laughed a bit and then kind of, you're off stage? And it's like, yes, you have to make sure you are in the centre of the theatre to do it. And then she got a piece of paper and no sarcasm here. She also then said, she held this piece of paper and read the following. You also have to make sure that you do not read from a piece of paper whilst doing a presentation. Watching someone read from a piece of paper while doing a presentation is immensely boring for the audience. No shit. it was just odd. It was the stupidest thing. And at that point, you're thinking, God, I'm paying $3,000 a year for this.
There you go.
Mm. Yeah.
And all I had was a lecturer who couldn't say the word fisting.
Pardon? What?
Oh, there's a lecturer who couldn't physically say it, but couldn't bring himself to say the word fisting.
Wait, what context? Please tell me there was a context.
It was...
He didn't just kind of go, fisting! So today we're studying, you know.
No,
yeah.
He couldn't say it, Matt, that's the point. I don't remember the initial context, but I presume it started by some sort of conversation back and forth with a student, and one of them made a joke, and just went, oh, you could say that about anything, like... ducks or fisting, like as an expansive term for anything, like sort of say you could say it about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to repeat back and went, well, that's not true about and literally for 3 minutes there was just sort of awkwardness as he sort of stumbled around saying, well, it's a sort of like in a Hugh Grant sort of Love Actually sort of way, and to one of the members of the the guy who'd said it, James, had to say, do you mean fisting? And he went, yes, that.
Have I told you my... I must have told you this story. This is my favourite story from university. a friend of mine studied pharmacy, and the dean of the University of Manchester was a pharmacy student when he was at uni there, or at least the assistant dean or something. And he came into this lecture, which was like one of the first lectures for the first year, so it was in the massive auditorium. He's a very, very posh bloke. And he started speaking to the students and went, just out of interest, a pop question for you. How much do you think it costs to get a new medicine from research, from initial research, all the way through to the market? Just a ballpark figure. How much do you think it is? Silence in the auditorium. People put their hands up, and one of them said, £1 million. Went, way higher. And someone put, like, £500 million. And said, not even close. The answer is £1 billion. And there was like, he'd obviously thought it was a massive thing to say, and there was a big wall of silence. Then someone at the back stood up and shouted, fucking hell! To which the dean said, quite. And then moved on.
That's good.
It's weird, a lot, so. Though, isn't it? £1 billion.
Yeah, I know.
It's a lot. Yeah.
It's a great story, though.
Is it worth it for aspirin? Is it worth it?
Yes. Yes.
I'd argue yes as well.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah. When I was, one of my favourite things happened to me at university was we were in, let's rely a little bit on knowledge of an old film, but hey, I'm going to just put it out there. We had a guest lecturer who was from Screen Yorkshire, which used to be, anyway, it's by the by, who's from a funding agency, and he came in to talk about stuff and he produced films, blah, blah, blah. And he said, are there any producers here? And it was one of those lectures when everyone was sort of not really paying attention, but people were also sort of just being quiet about it. And just sort of, when people just don't, aren't in a very expressive mood. And no one said anything. And he's just like, are there any producers? And he wouldn't let this go. Went, no, come on. Who's a producer? Is there anyone, the producers here? Anyone? Producer? Is there anyone a producer? And someone stood up, a la, I'm Spartacus, and said, I'm a producer. Obviously said the word right. Did. I'm a producer. And then someone else sort of went, I'm a producer. I think I was third or fourth. And went, and I wasn't. I'm a producer. Until almost all the classes sort of said, we are producers. The lecture ended 5 minutes later when it was clear we weren't being serious.
I love that. Aww. I love stuff like that. Isn't there a gag? It's like an urban myth that, what's the actor who was in Spartacus called?
Charlton Heston. Yeah, is it Charlton Heston?
No, I can't remember. But anyway, him. His son was trying to make it big in Hollywood, and he tried to do it through comedy. He was like a stand-up. And he went to a couple of comedy nights and tried to, try and be funny. And he wasn't very funny. And he was getting heckled by this one crowd, and it was really pissing him off. And so he went, don't you know who I am? I'm the guy, I'm so-and-so's son, the guy who played Spartacus. And one of the guys said, no, I'm his son. No, I'm his son. And yeah. I don't think it's true, but it's a great story anyway.
It's good. It's good. Yeah. Much like the Daddy Long Legs.
It is, yeah.
I think we need to bring it back to the son.
Yeah. We've gone off and told, like, proper stories.
Uni. Yeah. It's all about uni.
Yeah, sorry.
Maybe it's because I'm here.
Yeah, true.
It's not.
Yeah, it made no difference.
All right, the sun, go on then. You're so damn,
yeah, go on then. Tell us something about the sun.
In whatever context you wish.
But it has to be funny and interesting. But not quite interesting, just a bit interesting. You're listening to Ideas with Our Station.
Podcasts for the deaf.
The theme is the sun. And this is what we've got so far.
Well, Paddy did it. Paddy, you
yeah,
should
but
have some
Yeah, but
sort of...
I don't mind us not being on the subject.
Me neither.
Fine, well, I don't mind us either.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, so you're fine now. Oh, okay, right.
Let's talk about Spartacus.
Okay.
Yes. Why, is that because you've just seen it? I've got Wikipedia.
Yes, I have.
Who is the actor called?
Hang on a minute, hang on, keep going.
Okay, keep going.
Just keep Phil. Okay. Phil, man, Phil.
But the problem is, you know when you...
Tell my wife, please. I don't know.
You know when you said about the theme being the sun? All I could think of asking, because we tend to, when we get themes, we tend to almost like... in our heads, make up a list of questions we ask each other, and then we also respond. All I could think of is, what is your favourite type of weather? Which is a really boring question. I'm bored saying it. Don't answer it. I don't care. I don't care what your favourite type of weather is.
Kirk Douglas was Spartacus.
Kirk Douglas.
And his son is obviously Michael Douglas, so I doubt that's a true story.
I doubt it's a true story.
My favourite type of weather is
I don't
lightning.
Want to know. I don't lightning. Care. No, but it's just lightning not, it's not interesting.
It's so English.
It's favourite type of weather. I hate the fact that whenever I'm in an awkward situation with people, like, you know, in terms of conversation, I just default to talking about weather. And it's like, but I don't care. I'm so bored by the talk of weather, but it's just my default. It's like when you're a taxi. What are the things you talk about when you're in a taxi?
We had a good night.
Yeah. And how long they're on for. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Just, you can't ask them anything else. Mainly because I'm scared that quite a lot of them are going to be a bit racist. So I don't, because I've had too many experiences where they've been quite moaning about, you know, Asians or whatever. And I'm just like, I don't want to get involved in this conversation.
I did have it once when a guy was talking about something. I can't quite remember the circumstances, as is always the case with one of my stories. But I thought he was talking about, like, his son or his brother in a derogatory sense. And it turned out he was just talking about Jewish people.
Oh, wow.
Like, there was a point in the story, like 10 minutes in, when it was just apparent, oh, no, you're just being very racist. Oh, dear. I've been sort of, not agreeing, but just sort of going to her. I'm texting.
It's like you end up being racist just out of politeness, don't you? It's like polite racism.
I believe that was many of the arguments of SS officers. It was just, it would have been,
well, everyone
rude.
Else was doing it. Yeah. And yeah, absolutely.
Can't be rude to Hitler. That would have exterminated us. He didn't really do that, did he? He wasn't a Dalek.
He wasn't a Dalek, no. No. I do love, though, is it the SS that had the evil-looking badge? Or was that the Gestapo?
Yeah, no, the skull.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Another Mitchell and Webb sketch.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
But
yeah.
It is a very good and accurate sketch.
It is.
We're definitely evil.
Yeah, we've got skulls. Yeah, that is crazy. I mean, you would have thought beforehand, wouldn't you? Anyway, what should we talk about with the sun, then?
Well, Alex was...
What?
We could talk. We could talk about Jesus and how he died for all our sins.
We could break with tradition and pick another subject.
Let's do it.
I think we should.
All right, come on. This really is breaking with tradition. Do you want to do it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you shake. I'll pick. That's a very good set. Oh, bloody hell.
Bollocks. One spilled. Sorry. Wasn't that funny? But anyway, I'm quite pleased with it. Honestly, I'll take that reaction.
A drop of a subject gozzed over. Onto the floor of the radio studio.
Right.
So I'm just going to do the sound effect. I'm going to wait for Alice to start laughing before we move on.
I know.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the sun.
I told you this would happen. I told you.
That was almost a cry, wasn't it? Anyway.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Right, here we go. I'm just...
And the subject is...
Is it one of mine?
It's one of Alex's.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Well, it's interesting that you say for fuck's sake.
Right.
What is it? One of yours? I can't remember.
Maybe that's Matt's writing.
Yeah, that's
Fornication.
Matt's.
Oh, that's mine. That was my third one that I really didn't want anyone to talk about. Let's do it. Let's talk about sex.
Baby, let's talk about you and me.
Yeah. Yeah, so... So Paddy, when was the last time you had... I'm sorry, should we not have that topic either? Let's just go through all the topics in 1/2 an hour. This is revolutionary.
I told you we should talk about Harry Potter.
This is like I did with our station on crack. Okay.
I think this is another one of Matt's.
Oh, okay.
Christmas.
Oh, yes. I thought it'd be quite funny to talk about Christmas, bearing in mind it's August.
But I feel a bit like a Harrods window display and people just going, don't do it! Don't do it! Yeah. It's not
Christmas
December.
Has come too soon!
Well, Harrods currently, there was an interview with Harrods, a man from Harrods. Are you just opening the subject? Matthew,
sorry.
Oh, yeah, no, mine's boring as well. That's not a good one.
there was an interview with like the guy in charge of window displays. I think it's Harrods it is Harrods in London. And he was saying, because their Christmas display has just gone up. And he was saying, I can't imagine, I imagine it will only be 5 or 10 years until Christmas displays are year-round things. Which is just upsetting, because it's a special time.
I love Christmas. Christmas is my favourite time of the
year. I agree.
I love it. I think
marvelous.
It's brilliant.
I like it in principle, but whenever we get to the day, there's always some massive, horrific argument, and it,
oh, really?
It brings it right.
See, I love the people I spend Christmas with, so...
Okay, let's just hope my mum doesn't listen to this podcast.
I love everything about it. I'm not the biggest fan of Doctor Who, but I love watching the Christmas Doctor
Who.
Yes, I that's like become like a really big tradition in our house now, because all of us are not really big Doctor Who fans, but we'll always watch it. I love watching the Muppet Christmas Carol, because it's my favourite Christmas film.
That's your favourite Christmas film.
That's my favourite Christmas film. That and
good taste. Obviously.
Mine's Buddy.
What's Buddy?
Buddy the elf. No, it's called Elf.
Elf.
That's just brilliant. Favourite film doesn't even know the name of it.
My favourite film doesn't exist.
Elf.
So
Elf.
Oh, it's a good choice.
Buddy the Elf.
It's got a lovely
sound. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. As opposed
to Will Ferrell in a new comedy Christmas film.
Yes. Will Ferrell is the Elf. Yeah.
Although, the snowman, you can't beat... You can't beat that on Christmas Day.
I do. It's just so sad, so though.
It also bores me a little bit, especially compared really? To...
I like Father Christmas.
Exactly. That's where it's at.
That's
Father
good.
Christmas going on.
I like Father Christmas. That. Yeah, man. Father Christmas is good.
Do you know what it is? It's blooming good.
It is.
Merry blue. That's because that's what
you I just remember. I remember. I love it because when he's reading all the letters and it's like to Santa, you know, oh, Santa Claus. And he goes, Saint Nicholas! And just throws it away.
I asked you earlier not to ruin that.
Sorry, I got.
They're caught, very expensive presents.
Sorry, I got caught up with Father Christmassy stuff.
Tell the boss what you did. No, I agree. So that was Christmas. Right, next.
No. Is that it? Is that all we're talking? All right. Are we really?
I thought we were genuinely. Look,
are we doing
it? We've got about 15 minutes to plow through the other.
Six. Does that look like 60? Yeah, go on. Okay, what's the next
one? All right, you wanted Harry Potter. This is books and literature.
Oh,
books and
mine.
Literature. Let's talk about Harry Potter. Let's talk about Pottermore. Yeah.
I don't know if we should, though, because will take up the whole 15 minutes.
I know,
minutes.
It will, yeah.
So maybe we should...
I also don't quite care enough.
Excluding Harry Potter.
Oh, hello.
Okay. I'm determined, though, that in the coming weeks we will do a Harry Potter-themed Ideas with our station.
Harry Potter cast.
Yeah. And in general seriousness, actually, because this can tie in with books and literature... I am one of those people who never read until they read the first Harry Potter book, and obviously now
it's
such
a great
thing,
isn't it?
It's fantastic. It really got me into reading.
If there is one thing to be said for J.K. Rowling, she did get an entire generation of boys reading. Like, there's no doubt about
it. Absolutely,
like, massively.
When I was a kid, all I read were Asterix and Obelix comics. That's all I read. We used to go to the library once a week, and all I do is go have a look at the Asterix and Obelix comics, and that was it.
Okay, so Matt, favourite book?
My favourite book is it's a tough one actually. I think my favourite book is probably Birdsong. By Sebastian Faulkes, which is Sebastian Faulkes' best novel, and it's set during the First World War. Have you read it?
No.
Have you read it, Paddy?
Yeah.
It's fantastic. You know, there's so much stuff written about World War I and World War II, and, you know, it's difficult to really come across something that you've never really heard of before. And Birdsong really explores the whole idea that actually in the Battle of the Somme, they, as well as going across no man's land where people just died instantly, there was a whole war going on underneath the ground where people would be digging over to the other side's holes and planting mines and then trying to bugger off in time. There's also some outrageously long sex scenes in it, and they use phrases like throbbing muscles and pulsating.
So we did come back to fornication.
We did, because and I remember reading it when I was a teenager, and I was sat in my living room. My mum was like, "Oh, where are you up to in this book?" And I was like, "I don't want to tell you because I'm 2 pages into a 16-page orgy." So that was a bit awkward. But I think that's my favourite book. I think it is. Yeah,
it's really, really good.
What's your favourite book?
Mine change according to what I recently read. So at the moment, it's We Need to Talk About Kevin.
Oh, yes.
I really thought that was really fantastic. Like, just amazingly good. So I'm quite excited for the film of that. I hope they do it
looks
justice.
Really, yeah. Yeah.
I hope they do it justice because the Lovely Burns film was not good.
I haven't seen that. I've heard bad things.
It's, Scenes of Heaven was like beautiful, but kind of played with the story too much.
Yeah.
Took too many liberties.
Your favourite book?
Oh, there's loads. Again, I think it depends, doesn't it, on what you've most recently sort of been catching up with. That I could break with, I could do a fiction and a non-fiction.
Oh, okay.
So non-fiction is Stuart Lee's book, which has made me think differently about comedy, which I think is a very impressive thing to do. And then either Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, okay.
Which I just adore, or The Gunseller, which is to date Hugh Laurie's only novel.
Yes,
and is really, really bloody marvellous.
Yes,
very, very.
You've
I do want to. I do want
to
read
tried to
that.
Send it to me, and it got lost in the post.
It got lost in the post. I was sending it to Alex for us to read, and Romel lost it.
Bastards!
But if you can get hands of it, if you can get your hands on it, not my copy, obviously. If you find that, send it back to me, Patrick Harrigan, Springvale State.
Yeah. Oh, is that your husband?
Give out an
address.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, for yeah. Although I do now have as I said this before, that my address now sounds like I live in a mental institute.
It is weird, and it's a weird house because it does look like a mental institute.
All right, let's do
but
this.
The whole thing, Paddy gave me this address to. I come from Lincolnshire, so I was driving from Lincolnshire, and he just gave me Springvale and a postcode, and it was like,
Do you not have sat nav?
Yeah, I do, but Springvale is like, that's not a house. There's no number.
But there isn't a number. The house doesn't have a number, I've told you. I've got a room number, Springvale, Steinbeck Lane, postcode.
There was no sign outside Springvale saying Springvale.
It's not my fault.
I know that.
I'm not going to... All right, I'll put one up this weekend then if you want.
Okay.
Okay, good.
We can make one tonight.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. All right, yeah, we'll make a sign.
You two do that. I'm going to play video games.
Okay, cool. No, I would just like to say, though, because bro, I'm just going to do this. It's a very odd situation I find myself in living. It's a massive house, 17 people, 17 rooms. 17 people live there. It's a huge kitchen, and I've got a room. It's a little bit like being in halls, or you said sort of like oddly, sort of boarding, schooly sort of thing. But I've got a bedroom and a little conservatory with a sofa and a TV and a bathroom, and then it's like all shared kitchen, washing machines. But then there's just... It's like we said. It's like someone's gone mental, right? What can a house have? Right, pool, sauna, yes. Gym, games room, hot tub, parking, automated gate.
It's just perfect.
Barbecue, outdoor ping pong.
I also spotted today a trouser press and
there's shoe polishers and there's tie presses like in the corridors, so like it's
what freaks me out is just the shelves upon shelves upon shelves of VHS videos. Yeah.
It's a house that's trying to reclaim
it's retro. It's just retro, man. Retro's cool.
No, I live in a very old house. Yeah. I do. But on the literature front, there in the quote unquote library, which is the room with the pool table in it and ping pong and air hockey and foosball
and sauna next to adjacent
to the gym. And in there, there's like, I don't know, 50 years worth of Reader's Digest subscriptions of all sort of books of three novels. And there's like four walls of them. It's mental. I don't know who spent that much money on it. I think someone got it at house clearance really cheap.
They must have done,
I think that it's been left over from its original... I mean, because it must have been quite new books. Hospital or mental hospital. Issue.
I've told you, it's always been a residential
It's
place.
Just so weird.
It's never been a hotel?
No, no. For the last 25 years or so, it's been, as it is now, apartments rented out in the same sort of way it is.
Okay.
And before then, it was just a house. There was just someone lived there. And then they sold it and someone bought it, converted it and started adding stuff onto it. Jeez. But it's really odd. But good value. If you want to live there, get in touch with Hendy's estate agent. I wonder if you get a commission. Hendy's.co.uk.
No, we're not sponsored. I refuse to do sponsorship.
Okay. Yeah. Ginster's Pie.
Actually, I can throw two more books into the mix for my favourite books because, you know, I'm a bit like you. It kind of chops and changes all the time. The Time Traveller's Wife, which I love to death. I think it's a beautiful book. Made me cry. And Fight Club, the novel, because it's like 190 pages long. And it is the closest a book can get to what it feels like to get punched in the face.
Yeah, it's true, actually. Love the book, but it's just definitely impact. It's very interesting. Another book that I don't love, but it's so impressive, is by Alex Garland, who's a film writer.
The Beach?
Well, no, it's not that book, though.
Oh, you're on about
I don't like The Beach.
Oh, I love it.
It's got a very, very short book called Coma.
Oh, you told me about this book before.
Which I don't love, but it's essentially a guy falls in a coma and he doesn't know whether he's awake or not. And it's so well written. It's not great, and I think it's got a very unsatisfactory ending. But it's really odd and very evocative of you. Like, you can imagine what it would be like to be in that sort of mindset. They're just chuckling because I'm stopping them from tapping.
Yeah, but you keep banging your hand, Daddy, on the side.
Yeah, but that's not like anything else.
No, it's not. It's when you're doing it on the ground, on the table. That's when it makes a noise.
On the ground.
Okay.
Listening to the book club ideas with our station.
Quick, I've picked up another subject. So quick, say what you're gonna say.
Oh no.
Okay.
Brilliant. Thanks for that.
Right, we've got bloody 4 hell. Minutes to get through three subjects.
Okay.
Hang on. Right. So we've got
this is really like a podcast that I could name, which I'm not going to. This is what it reminds me of now.
All right, I've got mine. It's mine, my third one, I think.
Okay.
Just don't open them all at once.
Well, we're going to do three, aren't we? So,
yeah, but not all at once.
Okay, that's fine.
This one is very open.
Okay, we'll do yours first.
I've got Going Places, which is
going
mine.
Places.
Oh,
so mine was the idea of sort of like, so going places, so either travelling somewhere or being somewhere or going somewhere. Or do you have favourite journeys or favourite journeys that you take? Is there something that you...
I know it sounds really sad. I love getting on a coach. I love travelling by coach. I know
really?
It takes... Well, I know it takes forever and it's a ball ache. But,
yeah, but if you get a crying baby or something, or someone that's traveling,
I know.
Sick,
well, I'm a bit of a bastard when it comes to public transport. I always try and hog two seats, so for myself,
standard.
To the point where I will fake falling asleep.
Paddy said that yesterday.
I've recently been coaching it to London and back, and shall I tell my story about the small girl?
Yeah. Go on,
do.
Please do.
Yeah,
just so we can.
I've got to explain.
Yeah,
it now.
Yeah.
So I was going down to London last Friday, I think, at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and a lot of people got on at Leeds. And the coach was sort of half full. And what that means is that everyone sits by a window and everyone puts a bag on the seat next to them. That's what everyone did. There were no couples or anything. It was all individual people. Every seat taken. And we all knew it was going to stop in Wakefield. because it had said it's next up is Wakefield, and so you know people are getting on there, and it's and the sort of the tension pulling to the bus station was palpable, and like I was sort of thinking about pretending to be asleep, but I could see all the people who'd definitely been awake for the last half hour, then suddenly headphones on, bang, asleep. Yeah, my arse, you are. Anyway, so lots of families got on at Wakefield, and so some people that were awake sort of reluctantly moved seats to sit next to someone so that a mum and a child could sit together and a child. I didn't. Many people didn't. I sort of refused. I had my headphones on. Oh, my own little world. And therefore, I got sat next to like sort of an 8 to 10 year old, 8 or 10 year old girl. Was sat next to me. And we sort of said hello and it was fine. And then she was playing on a... I was playing on an iPod playing games and I was listening to music and it was all fine. And then she started to fall asleep. And she fell asleep on me.
Oh, no.
So she fell asleep on my arm to start off with. And it... Yeah, if it's an adult, you just elbow them and that's it. It's fine. You can't elbow a kid in the head. That's not allowed.
Damn PC.
Damn, yeah, it's political correctness gone mad. Yeah, you're not. It's definitely one of the rules. You're taught that when you get 16, is that you don't elbow people that are under 16.
Yeah,
just don't
yeah.
elbow in the face. That's yeah. not what you do. So I was sort of struggling. I was sort of jolting about and I was sort of... Because I was listening to music, so I just... I couldn't pretend to be asleep because that's almost weirder if I fall asleep. If I fall asleep with a child on my arm, that's weirder than sort of if someone sees that. And then I couldn't, her mum wasn't sat like next to or in front of me, so I couldn't make eye contact and sort of just do a shrug and sort of thing. And so in the end, and so I did get to the point where I just had to sort of, was elbowing her. And then luckily the coach had to brake really hard and she fell off her seat, which was both funny and useful.
Yes.
And so she fell off her seat. And was awake, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, dear. I sort of helped her up, and she was fine. And then she started falling asleep again. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. Luckily, she fell asleep the other way, but she was sort of lolling. Like, yeah. sort of that thing. She was doing that thing where you sort of fall asleep and then suddenly wake
yeah,
up.
Yeah, jolting.
She was doing that. And it just started to get too awkward. And I was really, because I'm not amazing. I love awkward situations, but awkward silence is really not a small child laying on you. Mm-hmm. That's a bit too awkward for my liking.
Oh, okay.
And so I don't mind getting the coach, but that journey down, the journey back up was fine. I got sat next to someone, and then a seat opened up, and he moved seats like 5 minutes into the journey. So I had a seat to myself,
dude.
Awesome. But on the way down, it was just a nightmare. Mm. And I still enjoyed the coach. I'm sort of with you. I don't mind the coach because. Yeah.
Well, from my point of view, because I don't listen to, I'm really into my radio players, and I don't get to listen to as much of them as I can as I like to. It's a really good excuse to catch up on stuff that I really wanted to listen to. So that's something I really, really enjoyed doing.
Yeah, no, I did that. I listened to an entire series of Cabin Pressure and 2 Tim Key sort of short things and things like that on the way down.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is cool. Right, second to last subject. We've got
what,
2 minutes.
What I like?
Pandas.
Owls.
Puffins.
Brilliant. Next subject.
Okay. this could be similar to your one. Holidays.
Holidays. Mm. All right, good.
Holidays.
Yeah.
My one. I'll just mention that there. I'll just drop that in.
That's good there. So, yeah, good holidays.
I haven't been away. Can't afford to.
No, ever then.
Oh, ever. Yes.
This, we are on holiday now.
That's true,
we're
yeah.
We're sitting here recording a podcast. We're going to swim in my outdoor pool.
That's true. Well, that's awesome. Yeah. My favourite holidays...
Just mentioning there that I've got an outdoor pool.
Yeah. My favourite holidays, going holiday with the lads. With mates from school. We went to Perranporth, which is a beach near New Quay, which is awesome.
New Quay.
That's weird. When you say that more than once, it sounds weird.
New Quay.
Straight away, it sounds weird.
Yeah. Second favourite holiday was going with my flatmates at uni to Dublin for the weekend. Which was lovely. We could have spent the entire weekend getting sloshed in the Dublin bars. We didn't. We spent our entire time going around art galleries and museums, and it was awesome.
Very nice.
We had a really, really nice
it
weekend.
Nice.
It was awesome.
Alex?
My favourite holiday was when I did work experience in France with some people from... we were doing A-levels. 4 of my really close friends, we all went to France. Other people were there as well. I didn't really like them. They're not worth mentioning, but...
Don't give them the satisfaction
of
being mentioned
in publicity.
Yeah.
4 really good friends, and we just went out in Reims in France, and more often than not had champagne bought for us.
Nice.
Near on every night.
Is it because you were girls? Is that why?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
And that was it was great.
That's cool.
And Reims has got a gorgeous cathedral. You should really go.
Reims is really nice.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Cool.
Really Your nice. Favorite holiday?
I'll do one as a kid and one as a grown up. So as a kid, Disneyland Florida. Like I really
oh, wow.
I really don't care what you say.
No, fair enough.
Just fuck fucking brilliant as a kid. Like, it's unbeatable. You just
I think that's the closest a kid could get to exploding with excitement.
I was 10 years old.
The night before
I was
going,
yeah,
you know,
I was the perfect age, yeah. And it was Florida for 2 weeks. And because we were there for 2 weeks, like the whole family was like 15 of us, the whole family were there.
Oh god.
Cousins and things
like that. You come from a massive family, don't you?
Yeah, big family. That was like 1% of us. and so we were there, and so what we did is because we had like a 7-day pass, so we'd spend a day, we were staying in Kissimmee. Kissy me.
It does sound like Kiss Me.
It does sound like that song.
Anyway, carry on.
Sorry. So we're staying there. So we do like one day in Disneyland in one of the parks, and then one day like lounging by the pool. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool.
Oh,
that was like
nice.
The perfect way to do it.
Nice.
I enjoyed that. Privilege, I know. And then as an adult, in January of this year, I went to Edinburgh. And I adore Edinburgh. I think it's a fucking spectacular city. And I was there for 4 days. And we walked about, went to the Modern Art Gallery, went to the zoo, sat and drank whiskey. It was just brilliant.
Yeah,
Edinburgh,
great.
I would, and I'm desperate. Fringe next year. Yeah,
Fringe
yeah.
Next year.
We were talking about this.
Glastonbury, and then the
if we get like 10 of us together, it'll be just get a house.
Yeah,
get 10 of us and just get a house. If you'd like to come to Edinburgh Fringe, with
there's something I can tell you about that.
And
affair.
Alex.
Heather.
Oh hello.
Yeah.
If you'd like to come to,
we haven't done the email address for ages.
That's right.
God, we haven't done it in the past few podcasts.
No, that's true actually.
What's the email?
mattandpaddy@gmail.com.
Yeah,
if you'd like to
drop
email
us a line
with anything. Any
I
comments.
Did, and look where it got me.
Look where, you could be sitting there where Alex pointed then. That doesn't help.
No, it doesn't.
Be sitting there where what I'll do is.
We'll do the photograph
the
with the phone. Yeah.
Where you could be sitting.
So basically, when you're listening to it, rewind now and go back to where he said, you'll be sat there and then look at the photo. Yeah,
exactly when I say that. Shut your eyes.
Right.
Exactly when I say there.
There.
Yeah, open your eyes. And
good, okay. This has been a very story-filled podcast. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's been good.
It's like Jack and Nori. It's been story
Jack
time.
Jack and fucking Nori.
I think we need to make sure our titles don't have that much swearing in them. A lot of our titles have had quite a lot of swearing
in them. Jack a Ruddy Nori.
Jack a Ruddy Nori. There you go. That's good. Our podcast name. Well, thank you very much for listening. This has been the third... Oh, is it you? No, you... I did you end this... Hang on. Did I end the last one?
I started this one, yeah.
Oh, okay. Fine.
I think Alex
it.
Could end it. Yeah. I'm going to donate my ending to Alex.
No, you're an idiot. What a waste.
Oh.
All right, fine. Shut up. Thank you very much. Just put my hand over the microphone there.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much, Alex, for coming
in.
Thank you. I will do the goodbye because I need to say thank you very much to our guest. It's very nice having him for a couple of podcasts.
It has been great. Really nice.
And we'll see
you
again. Maybe you should come up for another
Harry Potter one.
Maybe
yeah,
number 20.
I tell you what,
maybe,
next time you come up, we'll do Harry Potter.
Maybe
one.
Number 20 should be sat on a train.
On the way to see me.
No, that's not what I was going to say. Oh. I was going to say it should be the three.
That would be really awkward, sat on a train doing a podcast. do you not think?
I think it'd be cool. I don't know if
should
do
we
it.
Do it?
Yeah.
We'll be really embarrassed
there. Right, here we go. Number 20, train.
Okay. On the way to go see this one.
No. Alex is going to come to Leeds. We're going to get a train. In fact.
Here we go.
He's right.
A genius idea.
It's going to be.
Wait for it.
It's going to be the Keith. Oh God, what is it? The one that goes through the station which is Hogsmeade Station in Harry Potter. I can't remember what the name of the railway is, but it's a real short railway line that you can go on a steam train.
I didn't know about this.
No, I have no idea.
You don't know about this?
No.
The station where Hogsmeade.
I'm a book for person, not the film person.
Oh yeah,
there,
same
so,
here.
Yeah, that's my excuse.
We're real fans.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's also where J.K. Rowling based Hogsmeade Station on.
I'm sure it did.
They filmed it in the place where she based it.
Okay,
yeah,
so
fine.
It's,
good
it's
for
the
you, pads.
All right.
No one cares.
Okay, all right.
You've been listening to Ideas Above Our Station. Fuck off.